You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1153 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello, everybody.
Tracy, if you're like me.
And I'm not.
But still figure speech. But theoretically. I'm sure most of us have been looking at reviews on whatever we're looking at. It could be a product or mm-hmm. vacation spot or whatever the deal is. And there's always a review you find is just absolutely ludicrous. Like, it's just like, surely this person's not being real.
Oh, gosh. Well, do tell.
Well, I decided today, even though this isn't paranormal related, I ran across one of these deals that a page where they just collected all these different reviews that people were just idiots.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So I thought we would read some of those today.
Okay.
And if you like these, our friend Christine from And That's Why We Drink, she does another show with her brother Zandy, and it's called Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet. And it's nothing but a show based on crazy reviews. And they pick out different topics. Like, it might be just reviews that day from Subway restaurants or whatever mm-hmm. it is. So... But it's pretty funny. If you like some of these things we do, they do a whole show about this every week. Anyways, let's get to some of these reviews. This one says, and I'm going to read you some of the little stuff that goes along with it. It says, as a parent with children, it's always nice to pay a little bit less for your kids to eat when you're eating out. As you should, the portions are often significantly smaller, the ingredients are more simple, and there's a limited menu because kids tend to be picky. Well, this first one says, the restaurant said children eat free, but my 19-year-old daughter still got charged for her meal.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
So, I don't know if the person was trying to be funny or cheap or if they were legitimately serious. And even, let's be honest, even if she's trying to be serious.
The cutoff's 18.
The cutoff would have been 18 years old.
Yeah.
But I guess because it says kids eat free, well, that's her kid, no matter if she's 30. I
mean, that would be nice if we could pull that off.
Here's one of the ones that I thought was funny. So I'll set it up. It says, if you visit a new country, it's best to maybe do some research beforehand so you know what to expect. So this person went to Spain. They weren't real happy. And here's the review they left. There were too many Spanish people there. The receptionist spoke Spanish. The food was Spanish. No one told us that there would be so many foreigners.
Oh my gosh.
So legitimately.
Speak the foreigner that's there at their land.
You were the foreigner.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Now this is something that obviously you think about. If you go to a foreign country, their food, for the most part, is going to be their traditional food.
Of course.
So you got to know that. If you go to Spain, you're going to get Spanish food.
Well, yes.
Well, this person went to India. On my holiday to Goa in India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant served curry. I don't like spicy food. First of all, India is known for their curry.
Curry stains your teeth too, by the way. I have a good story about that.
Well, then let's hear it.
The guy that is the dry cleaner that does our dry cleaning down from Dr. Cooper's office is from India.
Okay.
And we had done some work on him. We had done a couple crowns in the front of his teeth, or I mean of his mouth. And actually, we hadn't put the real ones on yet. He just had temporaries on. Yeah. So he usually has those for a couple weeks. Well, one day he came in and he's like, oh my God, what is happening? My teeth are yellow. They're like yellow. And they were yellow. I mean, bright yellow. And of course.
Wait a minute. What color were they?
Yellow.
Oh, I didn't get it the first 8 times you said it.
Frig.
Go ahead.
So anyway, he came into the office and Dr. Cooper's like, what in the world? He goes, well, what have you been eating? He goes, well, I mean, I eat a lot of curry. And that's exactly what it was. The curry, the color of the curry stained into the pores of the temporary crowns, and his teeth were like totally. Now,
would that not happen with real crowns?
No, it will not. No, the material's totally different, but it was quite funny because it freaked him out. He didn't understand why all of a sudden that his teeth were that color. But just in case y'all eat a lot of curry, I'm just letting you know that will stain your temporary crowns. So
yeah, I'm sure that don't come into play a whole lot.
It really don't, but it was just kind of like, I think it was just funny because he was just like, he couldn't believe it. Like, what is happening? He thought something was really wrong, but it's just that he ate too much curry. Sorry. I know that wasn't all that great a story, but still.
Here's the next one. So if you go
visit, I mean, I don't get very many curry stories, so.
Well, this is true.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to let it out when I can do it.
Yeah, I remember that song by Kansas, Curry on My Wayward Son.
And the sun's yellow, so there you go.
Except that was a different sun.
I know. Anyways. I'm sorry. I'm stretching it.
When you go to visit a historical building, especially one that may have been built in the 16, 1700s, they were very limited on what they had to build with in those days.
They didn't
have as many options of what they got today. Here's what one person wrote to a historical building that she went to. Do you like brown concrete? If you like brown concrete with dim lighting, you're in for a treat. Life's too short. Do something else. That's what she got out of this historical building.
Oh, the whole thing. Yes. I don't know where people's brains are. Seriously.
This one's funny, too. Sometimes if you go to, it doesn't necessarily have to be a fancy hotel, but they'll do nice things. Like when we went to that little hotel in Gatlinburg, it was just a little small mom and pop type place. But they had taken the towel and made it into a little bear.
Yeah, it was very
cute. And set it on our bed. And that was, honestly, that was like the thing that would make me go back there. It's just they went that extra mile at a small place. Mm-hmm. This place is only like $60 a night.
Yeah, it was really nice.
But
I'd like to go back here again, actually.
This lady stayed at a hotel that was really nice. They even got a picture of it. And on their tub, it says, the maid who cleaned our room made our towel into a swan shape. I don't like swans. That's all the review said. And it's like a really nice.
That is so cute. How can you not like a swan?
It's a really nice jacuzzi tub with a swan on top of it and some looks like a couple of artificial flowers.
It's really pretty. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, that person's just a miserable person if you can't like a swan. Come on.
All right. Here's the last one we'll do. We'll do some more tomorrow, though, because there's a bunch of these. I just think they're funny. This one says, I was bitten by a mosquito. The brochure did not mention mosquitoes.
Did they mention outside ignorant?
And the thing of it is that this was literally like a tropical place. It's like a treehouse up on stilts in the middle of the forest. And it doesn't look like a traditional forest. I mean, like just a regular forest up south. It looks like a tropical forest.
Yeah.
Like in deep South Florida or maybe in, you know, another Mexico or something like that.
I mean, these really must be people that don't get out much at all.
So, anyways, that's the ones we got today. We'll be back tomorrow to do them, and then we'll get back to the paranormal stuff.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.